Everyone wants to leave a legacy, but what does it actually mean to be a legacy builder? On this episode of Legacy Builders, I want to share with you what it means to be a legacy builder and what you can do today to become the legacy builder that God created you to be.
So, Brian, you use this term legacy builder often. It's even the name of the show. And on today's episode, we're actually just going to dive in and really talk about what does it mean to be a legacy builder? There's so many people that want to leave a legacy, but they like the idea, but they might not know, well, how do I do that? How does my life look as a legacy builder? So let's dive into this at a high level. Brian, what does it mean to you to be a legacy builder?
Yeah. So to me, it's really someone who impacts future generations, if you think about it, right? So, by definition, legacy is in the future. And it's really about our kids and their kids' futures, right? So if you care about your kids' futures, then building a legacy should be important for you. It should matter, right? Now, to me, beyond that, so that's kind of like a starting place, right? Like if you care about the future, you care about your kids' futures, you know, what's it look like in 100 years, 200 years from now? What's life look like, right? What's the experience of life going to be like? Well, the actions that we take today are going to dictate those realities in the future. You know, we are responsible for what happens in the future. And so if you have that belief, then you'll start thinking about, okay, how does my life contribute to the future? How does my life and the way that I live it, the way that I show up in it, the way that I contribute in it, how does that impact my kids and their kids and their kids? For me, a legacy builder is someone who has expertise. They have knowledge, they have skills, they have wisdom, they have life experience, they have gifts that God has given them. And deeper than that, they have results in their life or their business for themselves, and they have results that they've helped other people be able to produce. Okay, so that at the core is what a legacy builder is. It's someone that has success in an area, whether it's health, wellness, relationships. It's in an area that they can transfer that knowledge and wisdom onto somebody else and help them get the results that they've been able to experience. That's a legacy builder. Also, a legacy builder is someone who is tapping into this rapidly growing industry of self-education that, according to Forbes.com, you know, they're saying that it's predicted to grow from 400 million a day to a billion a day over the next couple of years. So if you think about that, the implications for income as it relates to the self-education industry is massive. So that's what a legacy builder is. They're people that want to get paid for their expertise, their knowledge, their skill sets that they've developed, their results that they've been able to produce. They want to get paid for that, paid for passing on that knowledge, paid for passing on that wisdom. They're people that want to make an impact into other people's lives, both here now and in the future when they're no longer here. That's the two sides that I see of the, what I call the silver coin of success, right? And so that's truly what a legacy builder is. It's someone, again, who has life experiences in either business, relationships, health, wellness, longevity, whatever it might be that, that they're able to pass on, right? It's like the whole concept of, you know, passing the torch, right? So you think about legacy, you think about how are you going to pass the torch to the future, to the next generation, who's going to then pass the torch to the next generation, right? And a lot of people, unfortunately, don't think about this until it's too late, right? But we, you and I listening, have the opportunity to think about it and architect the future now, right? If we don't think about it, if we don't start architecting it, it's certainly never going to happen, or the chances of it happening are going to be small. I would rather be on the side of architecting it and having a greater, you know, chance of success as it relates to impacting future generations.
Right. Yeah, I think that's amazing. So let's dive into some of the characteristics of legacy builders, because you don't have legacy. You don't leave a legacy by accident.
100%.
Like, this is something that people are intentional about. When we think of some of the people that have left big legacies, it's something that they're thinking about. They're thinking about, how do we give back to others? So legacy builders, to some extent, they have to produce value. They have to produce something that, you know, they're serving, they're giving value to people. Tell me more about some of these characteristics.
Absolutely. And when you think about people who have left a legacy, who architected that legacy, some of the names that you might be familiar with, right? Og Mandino, or Napoleon Hill, who wrote Think and Grow Rich, or Wallace D. Wattles, who wrote The Science of Getting Rich, all phenomenal books. Or you think about Zig Ziglar, or Jim Rohn, who was Tony Robbins' mentor, right? You think about some of these men, and there's certainly just as many women as well, but you think about some of these names that I just mentioned, and you can still find their work. You can still learn from these people, even though they're no longer with us in the physical form. They are still inspiring millions of people every year. So that's part of legacy. Now, a characteristic, there's several characteristics that I've defined that I'm going to share with you today. There's more, but here's just a few of them that I think are important. Number one is they earn the right. And what I mean by earning the right is they add value in other people's lives in advance of getting paid. So they add value first before they make an offer and make money from that expertise. The way that that looks is, and the way that that, you know, is played out is they might run, they might do a podcast, right? Or they might do a YouTube show, or they might do a free webinar or a challenge, or they might do a summit, right? These are all things that people do for free, and they do it for free to add value, to build rapport, to build relationship, to showcase their expertise, right? And it's free, meaning everyone in the world can go through it. That is serving first, providing insight into an area of expertise that is designed to help people produce results. And I think it's really important that we harp on that. People are paying for results. First of all, that's why the self-education industry is exploding. Self-education industry is exploding because people understand that the traditional path of education is, quite frankly, broken. Trial and error is, nobody wants to do that, and that's the slow path. The fast path is really find people who have specialized knowledge and have the results that you want, and then go and find out how you can get that knowledge, that expertise, and that wisdom so that you don't have to go through a process of learning by trial and error, right? So the world is waking up. That's why self-education industry is exploding to $1 billion a day, $365 billion a year as an industry. There is more than enough in that pie for everyone to share in. And so the first characteristic is really earning the right. And here's an example. So Tony Robbins, he did a big product launch where they did a webinar a couple years ago. And then they did the second year, they did another webinar. Then they did a challenge. They earned the right to make an offer. They added value. They inspired. They educated. They showcased expertise around a specific topic. And they made a campaign around it. And they got as many people from around the world to join it, to listen in, to take notes, to be a part of the experience. And they were able to glean insights and wisdom and knowledge from Tony and from the people that he brought onto that show. From there, after he earned the right, he then made an offer to buy a course, right? Now, what we did is, being an affiliate partner of Tony's, we supported them by sending traffic to them. But in return, people that bought through us, we got an affiliate commission, and then we gave away an Apple Watch. We gave away a $150,000 live event in San Diego that we hosted on our own dime. So what did we do? Well, Tony earned the right to make an offer by giving away a lot of value upfront for free. And then he made an offer and sold his course. We earned the right to make an offer by giving away a lot of stuff for free that's tangible, like an Apple Watch, like the live event where we brought together a bunch of speakers and we created an amazing event, an experience over 3 days. And that allowed us to earn the right to make an offer, of which we enrolled 69 people into a $25,000 mastermind and a handful of people into our high ticket 100K program. So that is the demonstration of earning the right. It's really by serving first and then making an offer to go deeper next. Okay. So that's the first characteristic that I think is important for all legacy builders to understand, comprehend, and to live. We really need to be living that and breathing that and doing that for your market. Okay. That's one way that you lead by example. That's one way that you rise to the top is by modeling that success formula, because it's just a success formula that works over and over and over again. Doesn't matter who you are, you know, man, woman, doesn't matter who you are or where you're from or what your background is. Everybody can do this. Who's an expert, who has specialized knowledge and wisdom that other people can be blessed by. So that's number one. Number two is they produce content. Okay. They produce content on their own channels, like their own YouTube show or podcast or Facebook page or whatever it might be, whatever channel of their choice, right? There's a ton of different platforms. So they produce content. Legacy builders produce content on their own channels where they're growing and building their own audience. And then they also go on other people's shows and channels and begin to enter that dialogue of their audience. Okay. So these are characteristics of legacy builders. They also give back, right? Whether it's a charitable organization or it's something that supports or helps other people. Okay. For example, with us, we have a group of about 500,000 people, just a little over now, 500,000 people that we serve and that we support, on the side of ministry. So completely not connected to business in any way, shape, or form, where we feed our flock there, so to speak, with scripture and with inspiration, right? So legacy builders give back in some way, shape, or form, whether that's, you know, donating charitable causes, whether that's, you know, supporting nonprofits, whether that's supporting your local communities. There's tons of opportunities to give back. But what I've found is that the people that we work with and the people that care about making great impact and making a great income using their expertise, a core driving factor is giving back in some way, shape, or form. So giving is huge. Okay. They also care about family, whether it's their own family, whether it's their personal intimate family, like their kids and their wife or husband and their cousins and their aunts and their uncles and all of these things, right? Their own intimate family. And then beyond that, it's their friends and the people that they consider a part of their family as well. So they care about community. They care about family. And they pour into them with their wisdom, with their connections, and with their resources, right? So they don't just ignore their family. They understand the value of having a family that they pour into. So that's another characteristic of a legacy builder. They also invest in themselves and they understand the value of investments into themselves. So they make investments into their business, and they make investments into their team. They make investments into events, into workshops, into masterminds, into coaches, into immersive experiences. They make investments into themselves and they understand that their greatest investment is always going to be them, right? You can make an investment into a real estate property or a stock or crypto or whatever it might be, right? But legacy builders understand the value of investing in themselves. Because the more knowledge, skills, and expertise that they accumulate, they get to serve the market back with that knowledge, expertise, and experience, right? They get to take it with them rather than, you know, a real estate investment. You're just putting money into it and it's producing a cash flow or not, right? Might produce depreciation, which is great for taxes, or it's great for cash flow from an income perspective, but that's about it, right? There's not a lot that you're going to take with you in that experience. Right? It's an investment. It's outside of you. Whereas an internal investment like coaching or mentorship or masterminds or conferences and workshops, immersive experiences where, you know, like we're spending 4 days with Tony Robbins, you know, evaluating our life, evaluating our business. Those are investments that legacy builders make to help them up-level their mindsets and their skill sets, which are super vital. Super vital, especially as it relates to experts who have specialized knowledge, who want to take part in this exploding growth of this industry. Because what you do yourself, what you ask others to do, you must also do yourself, right? So if you're selling a course, you should probably buy courses. If you're selling a mastermind, you should probably buy and be a part of other masterminds. If you're selling coaching, you should probably be, you know, you should probably have coaches, right? It's silly to me that someone would sell coaching but not have coaches in their corner, right? It's contrary to, you know, what you're trying and attempting to do yourself. So that's another characteristic. They also live fully. They explore, they experience life. They understand the importance of, you know, experiencing new places, meeting new people, and overcoming those challenges they might encounter on their journey. So they live fully. They embrace, exploring the unknown, right? They're not afraid to get out of their comfort zone. They understand that it's actually imperative that they get out of their comfort zone to stretch their minds, to stretch their experiences, so they have that new experience to be able to pass along to someone else. They also know how to have fun, so they have a work-life balance where they're not just a slave to their work, but they actually are able to have fun, they're able to enjoy life and work. And what I found is that legacy builders, life and work, you know, is an extension, right, of the life that they lead and live. So they might be working, but they don't consider it work. They might be, they see work and pleasure as one and the same things. At least that's how I experience it. Yes, there's times where work can be frustrating, can be challenging, can be all of those things, but there's other times when work can be fun and exhilarating and exciting, and expansive, right? And legacy builders understand that both of those, situations are going to happen on your journey. Okay. Legacy builders are also spiritual beings. They understand that we are physical bodies living in a spiritual experience, right? So what I found is that faith guides them on their journey. Without faith, they're dead. Right. They understand this value of being connected spiritually. They live by faith. If you think about it, I mean, all entrepreneurs as a whole need to embrace faith, because without faith, you don't move forward. Without faith, you don't launch a project. Without faith, you'll never do anything without faith. And the larger your faith, the more you'll likely accomplish. So having faith, being spiritual, understanding that, you know, we're living in a spiritual universe, if you will. We're living in a physical universe, but spiritual things are going on, you know, all around us all the time, whether we can see them, touch them, or feel them or not. They're going on around us. And so these are just some of the characteristics of what a legacy builder is.
I think this has got to be like one of the most comprehensive lists that exists out there. We could easily go into any of these topics, and in future episodes, we'll probably spend whole episodes going into these. But for those of you that are listening, like, take notes on this. You know, you have to earn the right. Legacy builders are producing content. They're giving back. They're caring for family, investing into themselves, living fully. And you're a spiritual being. You're a person of faith in some sort. You understand that there's more going on than just you and your desires. And so I think this is such an important list for people that are wanting to make an impact with their lives and leave a legacy to really implement. Brian, I want to know, like, how are you implementing some of these things? What are some of the ways you might be investing in yourself or living fully or caring for your family? And how are you specifically approaching this? I'd love to know kind of some specific examples.
Yeah, that's absolutely a great question. So from a giving perspective, we give towards causes like, you know, OUR, which is helping to eradicate sex trafficking. Or we give towards, you know, Christian nonprofits that are continuing to evangelize the gospel of Jesus Christ. Or organizations that are feeding people that are in need. Or, for example, a place like Keswick in New Jersey that my dad went to when he went through rehab, back when I was a teenager, right? So these are just some of the examples of things that we contribute back into, to support, right? Because we've been blessed financially. We've been blessed with abundance. We've been blessed with, having more than enough, we get the opportunity to give to things that matter, give to things that, you know, that are our, that God has put on our heart to give and to contribute to. When it comes to living fully, we go to places like Hawaii for a month or two at a time. This year, we went to Alaska and Seattle. We went to Seattle for about 2 weeks. Then we went to Alaska for 2 weeks to do some fishing. We do things like that to really, to shift, our normal hustle and bustle, our normal, grind, if you will, and to get into a new place, you know, to experience all that, you know, the world has to offer. I mean, there's so many amazing places that we have yet to experience, but it's something we look forward to every single year where we'll take off a month or sometimes 2 months and go into the mountains because we love the mountains, or go to Hawaii because we love the beaches in, you know, where my wife and I met in Kauai, Hawaii. So these are just some of the examples of things that we do amongst the many things, where we embrace experiences and living and not being stuck in just constant work and grind and hustle mode. And I think it's important to have that balance. From a family perspective, you know, we do date nights twice a month now. We have a kiddo on the way, so we're challenging to do that, but we still make the time, to pour into one another by going on date nights. In fact, tonight we're doing one of those tonight as well. Do tractor rides with my daughter where we'll just, you know, go and I'll take the tractor and we'll run around the yard or the neighborhood. And she loves it. She gets super excited about it. We go to the botanical gardens down the street where we walk through, you know, the jungle, quite frankly, with flowers and beautiful trees, exotic plants and wildlife. We'll also go down to the local animals, sanctuary with, you know, lions and monkeys and bears and all types of fun stuff that my daughter can learn about, you know, by experiencing it rather than just watching it on TV. So these are just some of the things that we do to invest back in family. When it comes to myself, I invest in masterminds, high ticket masterminds, $25,000, $50,000, $100,000 masterminds. I invest in masterminds because I understand the value of being around the right people and having access to the right information and access to the right investments, quite frankly. I pay for mentors and coaching because that's, you know, to me, you know, I think books are great. Courses are great. All of these things are great and awesome. They have a specific intention and reason. But for me, at my level, it's important to have people that are consulting, you know, that are coming in like a ninja on a particular thing. And they're able to speak into a very specialized skill set that they have, that they've acquired, that they have results for. And they can say, okay, Brian, do this or do that, right? Or make this shift or make this pivot. And it's, you know, almost real time consulting and feedback. I think that that's an important feedback loop for me as a, you know, as a leader, as a entrepreneur, as someone who's running a business and running many others' businesses as it relates to marketing, advertising, and selling and helping them scale. So for me, it's important that I not just invest in books and audiobooks and courses and workshops and things and events and these things, but beyond that, it's, you know, mentors, coaches, consultants, and masterminds. That's how we sharpen our sword, right? We need to make sure our sword's continuously sharp. So those are just some of the examples, Seth, thank you for asking me, of how do these play out in my experience of life, right?
Right. Yeah. And this will be a moving target, and we'll talk about it more on these shows. Like, you know, what some of these areas where you're, you know, you're not just teaching people how to be a legacy builder, you're working on it yourself. This is something that you're aware of. And so again, to the listeners, I encourage you, like, replay this lesson, replay this episode, write kind of the list down that we talked about, and maybe write some of the ways that you might be able to apply these things. Brian, as we bring this to a close, I'd love to just know from your perspective, what would you say to some of the listeners that they might feel this urging to be a legacy builder and to really leave a legacy beyond just their own life and their own, the work that they're doing, but there's hesitancy there. They're like, you know what? I don't know if I have a good enough message, or I don't know if I have enough value to give. Like, I'm just a normal person with a normal job. What would you say? What would your encouragement be to some of those people that are kind of stuck in that tension right now?
Yeah. So first of all, we found over 2,000 different niches, areas of specialized knowledge that you can share, right? If you're not at a place where you feel like you're qualified to have expertise that others will pay for, then my recommendation is you can learn as if you did. And you can also, what I would recommend is you would find other people that are and help them on their journey, right? And as you're helping them on their journey, you will become knowledgeable. You will develop skills that you will be able to then leverage in the future. So everybody has an opportunity to get in the game, right? You might feel like, oh, I'm not qualified. I don't have enough experience, or I don't have enough expertise, or I don't have enough testimonials, or I don't have enough whatever, right? Understand that we all started from one place or the other. We all started from the beginning. I wasn't where I am today as I was in 2006. That's why I started as an affiliate. I started promoting and selling on people, other people's expertise, because I didn't have it at the time. Working as a personal trainer part-time, and working on my master's degree, I didn't have the expertise of marketing, advertising, and selling, right? I didn't have any of those skill sets. I had none of that experience. I had none of those results. So what did I do? I became an affiliate. I then supported people who had results that other people wanted. And I just started, I got good at learning how to drive traffic. I got good at learning how to put together a bonus to support people's decision to buy through me, right? And I got really good at traffic by learning on other people's dime, so to speak. And as I got paid, I reinvested back into my education. And then I began to go deep on different forms of traffic, right? To the point where I got so good at a variety of different traffic sources that people started asking me, hey, can you do that for my business? Then I started serving businesses, right? So everyone can start no matter where you are. It's a great question, Seth. You could also host a summit where you bring together expertise from multiple people, right? And that could be around any topic. It could be around fishing, golfing. It could be around politics. It could be around health. It could be around relationships. You can bring together a collective group of, say, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 people and have them all talk about that conversation. And meanwhile, you're developing expertise. So great question. I think you can, that my path for you, if you don't feel like you're qualified yet, is to, depending on where you're at in that journey, is I would say continue to get good at what it is that you're an expert in, and document your results, and document the results of those you help to produce similar results to you. Okay. That's number one. Number two, if you're not even there yet and you're in the beginning, you can be an affiliate of other people's expertise. You can promote other people's webinars or challenges or summits or books or those type of things, right? And beyond that, if you don't want to be an affiliate, then you could launch your own summit. You can create a collaborative group of people that care about a topic. And then you can entertain and be involved in this industry of self-education that's exploding. So it's really an opportunity for everyone to get involved in some way, shape, or form. If you have expertise, obviously you stand to make a lot more revenue because people are paying you for that specialized knowledge.
Yeah, there's so many opportunities. And the truth is, there's never been a better time in history to be able to launch your expertise, to be able to really serve people. All of these things are future episodes, but I mean, there's never been a time where it's more possible to share your knowledge, your value with people around the world. And so, again, make sure you come back to Legacy Builders for our future episodes, because our goal here is going to be to dive into how can you launch your expertise, not just make a profit from it, but make impact from it. So Brian, thanks for diving into these characteristics of a legacy builder. And we'll see everybody on the next episode.
Thank you for joining me on Legacy Builders. And I would encourage you to come back to the next episode next week to get more clarity on your journey to launch your expertise online, scale your impact, and build your legacy. If you're ready to get the process started of launching your expertise online the right way, then I recommend go to launchexpertise.com. Or maybe you're at a place where you're ready to really scale your expertise and your impact. Go to launchexpertise.com. There you'll have several options. Number one, you can get a free copy of my brand new book, The Entrepreneur Evangelist, which I share the secrets that have unlocked more than $300 million of results for my clients and partners in our own campaigns. You could also join a 33 days of coaching with me that's free, where I give you insights and wisdom on your journey to launching your expertise and scaling your impact over the course of 33 days. And that's worth at least $5,000, but for right now, you can get it for free. And lastly, if you're someone who wants to take the absolute faster, smarter path when it comes to launching your expertise online and scaling your impact, I'd recommend scheduling a call with my team where we can see how we can support you to crush goals and generate 7 or 8 figures yourself in a short period of time. We have more awards than nearly anyone in the entire community, and for good reason. We would love to help you just like we've helped them. I look forward to seeing you on the next episode of Legacy Builders.